No, I don't. I don't have any papers today. So let's hear. There's the Maimorim of Pesach. Yeah. There's a concept which is there's two very deep Maimorim which Dibra Masel Kimeit Seitz Chomeret Mitzrayim Aren Nifloes. And there, in both of these memoriam, the Rebbe mentions a concept called Halah Sateva. Halah Sateva.
Elevating
the Teva. The Teva is going to elevate itself. So what does this mean that the Teva is going to elevate itself? This is to try to explain what it means. What we're going to try to explain is there's one way of understanding it as some very deep concept. Another way of understanding it, not as a deep concept, but the Rebbe is just actually telling us to pick ourselves up and start moving. So that is what we're going to discuss. So now it's like this. So it goes back to Sichas in the earlier years. So you have a Sicha, which is in Tazria, Pashta Chedesh, I think, yes. The Rebbe explains there that you have Nes and you have Teva. So the way we understand there's Nes and Teva, and then we know there's Nisim which ignore Teva, and then there's Nisim which sort of work along with the Teva, right? Like Purim, the Nes was Malubish and Teva. And then Pesach, the Nes Bulamailam Ateva. So the way we can understand it is that what is the big koyach here? The big koyach is Nes. What is Teva? Teva is like an obstacle. It's an obstacle. And the koyach of the Nes is in the fact that he can affect the Teva. So you have some Nisim where you see clearly the Nes, some Nisim you see lesser Nes, and then so you can discuss in these Nisim, sometimes there's an advantage in a clearness, because you see the clearness. And sometimes there's an advantage in a Nes, which is Mulubish and Teva, because what's the advantage of a Nes Mulubish and Teva? That it's not detached from the world. The Kavanah of the Eibishter is that we should have this world to be like the Rotten of the Eibishter. Nes is sort of defying this world. And so when it's in Teva, it goes along with the Kavanah of the Eibishter. So what is the main koyach here? We'll appreciate, will always be the Nes. And then Teva is going to be like the obstacle that has to be overcome. So this is the way we would usually understand the difference between Nes and Teva. Teva is mugbul, is limited, and Nes is the amazing koyach, bligvul, etc. And the greatness of the Nes is brought out when the Nes actually affects, not only the Nes can do a Nes, but can actually also affect the Teva. Okay, fine. That's what it is.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Now, here, the Rebbe explains there's something else. No. As long as we're talking logically, apiseichel, so we're talking logically, apiseichel, and we're discussing Nes and Teva, of course, all that admiration is about the Nes, and the Teva is just like the obstacle, the medium, which brings out the greatness of the Nes, right? Says the Rebbe, no, doesn't go like that. What is it? When we're talking about the Eibishter is not, his greatness is not something that we can understand. The Eibishter is not great because he did something amazing. That the Eibishter is great because he's the Eibishter. Okay? So once we understand the Eibishter is great because of the Eibishter, therefore, who says Nes is greater than Teva? Who says Nes is greater than Teva? It's all about the Eibishter. So, the Eibishter made Nes. The Eibishter made Teva. Yeah, therefore, Teva is not a medium or an obstacle, a medium which brings out the greatness of the Nes. No. Teva is a creation of the Eibishter, just like Nes is a creation of the Eibishter. Teva is also a creation of the Eibishter. B'meila, what is the purpose of, what is the ultimate, the kvon of the Eibishter? What is the great, what is the ultimate expression of the Eibishter? Is not in the giluv of Ness, in whatever Ness it is. The expression of the Eibishter can be in Teva just like Ness. Yeah. Fine. Very good. So, what are we talking, so here we give, what has the Rebbe done here? The Rebbe has given us a new value of Teva. Till now we had Teva, had a logical value. What's the logical value of Teva? That it brings out the greatness of the Ness. It can bring out the greatness of the Ness. That's the, now we're coming to Teva. No, it's the creation of the Eibishter. What's the value of the Teva? It's a creation of the Eibishter. It means that is above any greatness that it can bring out. It's a, the Eibishter created it. That's its greatness. Fine. So it's above anything. So the value of Teva is a value atzmi. A value atzmi. It's the Eibishter's thing. Okay. So now, how does this come to affect us? So here, let's come to this maimer of, we'll take one of these two mamorim, which brings out more than Nekuda, and bring out what the Rebbe says over there. The Rebbe says over there, when it comes to Yemes HaMashiach, what is going to happen? So you can have all the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, which were very great Nisim. So Yemes HaMashiach, you can have even greater Nisim. Whatever was by Kriyas Yamsuf is very great. Yemes HaMashiach is going to be even greater Nisim. Okay, fine. But that's not enough. The Rebbe says all of these Nisim by Kriyas Yamsuf is a one-time thing, was temporary. They just made it Kriyas Yamsuf and it was over. Yemes HaMashiach is going to be constant, permanent. This, the life is going to be Nisim. Okay, very good. Now we know there's a thing brought in Chassidus from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi writes, what is the difference between Nes and Teva? What is the difference? He's speaking on a very simple level. This Eibishter to made, this Eibishter to made. So he says like this. A Nes is something which is constant. Teva is something which is constant. A Nes is a, something that both created by the Eibishter. The only difference is the Nes is constant, and the Teva is constant, and the Nes is temporary. So once, okay, that's what he says, the whole difference. So what would happen if you have a Nes which just become constant? It becomes Teva. If every day you walk down the street in the water, you see the rain going upwards, okay. Let's say every day in Crown Heights, the rain is going to go up, and the whole world, it goes down. Okay, in the beginning, it's going to be a Nes, we're going to be amazed. Once we go to see it, it's going to be a fact of reality. Once a thing comes a fact of reality, so it comes Teva. This is what more or less he says. And Chassidus brings it up. So here the Rebbe is telling us about Kriyas Yamsuf. There will be even greater Nisim than Kriyas Yamsuf. But they're going to be constant. Okay. Then the Rebbe explains even more. Okay, it's going to be constant. The Rebbe explains, it's going to make logical sense. That means we're going to have greater Nisim than Kriyas Yamsuf. And these Nisim all are going to make a logical sense. What does that actually mean?
So the Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be logical.
Yeah. Even Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah. Yeah, everything's going to be logical. So it means that everything we're going to have. So once upon a time, we imagined, the astounding Nisim of the Eibishter, Mishim Sheikh. The Rebbe is telling us, no, it's all going to make logical sense to us. That means whatever, all these Nisim, we will actually come to understand. It will make sense. I mean, when the rain in Crown Heights, let's say, using the same marshal, goes up, we'll actually understand why in Crown Heights, because of different reasons, because there's so much obvious Yisrael there, so it has an effect on the rain, the emotional reaction, it has an effect on the gravity, and the rain goes up, like whatever. So we'll have everything, all the Nisim are going to make sense. I don't know if you like this explanation, but this is what I'm saying. It's all going to make logical sense. Every Nisim is going to make logical sense. Fine. Then, now here comes the Nekuda. Then the Rebbe says, this is the Oisfer of the Maimah. The Rebbe says, the Iker Chiddush is not the fact that the Nes is going to make logical sense. There's going to be a loss of Teva. Now just let's explain what that means. When you say the Nes makes going to make logical sense, how did the Rebbe explain it? The Nes is the Koyach HaBligvul of the Eibishter. And this Koyach HaBligvul is going to be so great that we're going to be able to involve the Teva in itself, be able to engage the Teva and involve the Teva, that the Teva, to affect the Teva, that the Teva should also come to understand how this bleak Gvul works. So we're going to come until now, nowadays, we only know what Gvul is. But Moshe Mashiach is going to come, we're going to understand Bligvul. And this is the Rebbe explained, you have many Sichas, the Rebbe explained that this is a different, in the later years, especially in Topshin Nun, which is the point that the Rebbe was pushing then, that you can understand Bligvul Kipshuta, and the Rebbe writes it very clearly, you'll be able to understand. The Rebbe says, now count, you can different expressions. Anyway, you can understand Bligvul. Okay. This is what the Rebbe says. So what is Maim saying? That the Koyach HaBligvul is so great that it will be able to affect the Teva, that the Teva should come to understand the Bligvul. Okay, wonderful. So that is not sufficient. It says it has to be a laws of Teva. What does it mean, a laws of Teva? The Teva on its own accord has to come to align with the Bligvul. Not the Bligvul should affect the Teva should come to align the Bligvul. Okay, wonderful. So you can say this in words. The Teva, you can say this in words, that not only the Nes should affect the Teva, that the Teva should be able to understand the Nes, the Teva on its own should come to align with the Nes. Yeah? You can say this in words, and you want, you can sell it to everybody. But let me ask you, what does this mean? What does this mean? Let's think a moment. It makes everything, let's say, Bligvul, we understand Bligvul, we might say Mashiach has come, we have a full Gila of Mashiach and everything, and we understand Bligvul. Once I understand Bligvul, what does it mean that you have on its own? I understand Bligvul. It makes sense to me. It's logic. What does it mean that I'm adding? You're going to be halah sateva. What does that mean? So again, if you want to take it as an abstract concept, yeah, here you're saying the Bligvul is like the Ness is affecting the Teva. Here you're saying the Teva is on its own. What does it mean? What do you mean the Teva? Here, if the Nes affected the Teva, okay, you're telling me it came from the Nes. So what? I understand the Bligvul. What are you telling me now that it should come beyond my own? So here is the Nekuda. This is the Nekuda we're coming. Here we're coming to Nekuda. The Nekuda is that, okay, so let's do step by step. Number one, what the Rebbe is saying, the Teva should on its own, what the Rebbe is actually talking about is like this. When we say, in Moshe Mashiach, we will understand the Bligvul. What do they mean? It means that, okay, we're going to understand the Bligvul. When? In your Moshe Mashiach. When the Rebbe says it, via Allah Sateva, what he means is that in Zman HaGolos, we will be building up this situation that we should come understand Bligvul, this, the Nes. Not, when you say the Nes, we're going to understand Bligvul, it's affected by the Nes. We're talking about Yemais Mashiach. When you say the Tev on its own, we're talking about in Zman HaGolos, we're going to start actually reaching out to this Inyan to understand Bligvul. Why does it say that? Because the Rebbe says clearly, the Rebbe ends the mind and says, because there's going to be Halloh Sateva, therefore we do the Avodah now, this is our Avodah now. So the Rebbe says clearly that
the Halloh Sateva is going to be all in time Mashiach.
No, the Teva is going to understand the Bligvul
time Mashiach. But Halloh Sateva
is going to be also. That means from our,
the Rebbe says that. It's also going to be
The Rebbe says that's going to be in Zman HaGolos. That's our way from the time. Yeah. Halos. So it's just words. This doesn't explain anything. The Nekuda is, let me understand what's going on over here. When you say that you understand Bligvul, right? Then there is, I hope I'll explain it well. When you say that I can understand Bligvul, there is.
Mashiach, not today.
Yeah, okay. Mashiach, no problem. Once you assume you understand Bligvul, let me put it this way. Gvul and Bligvul are two opposites. Teva and Nes are two opposites. For Gvul, to understand Bligvul, is not a logical, you've outdone all boundaries. You've outdone all the boundaries. You've broken all the boundaries. Teva should be able to do it. Teva should do a Nes. You've outdone all boundaries. Okay. So fine. You've outdone all boundaries. Once you've outdone all boundaries, you can't say, put any preconditions that, you know, how can I, let's say, as a Teva, I'm Gvul. How would I come to reach Bligvul? Because I'm going to work on myself, and I'm going to become frumer and smarter, and etc., till I come to stand Bligvul. No, you can come smarter. Instead of being 100, having your IQ being so much, you can come 200 times more IQ, no problem. But you can't get bleak vol IQ. So when you say Teva is going to come understand bleak vol, you've gone beyond all boundaries, and there's no logical process which can lead you to that God person. So when you say the Rebbe said that the Teva is going to come there in its own accord, what it means is, because the Rebbe has told us that Teva can, will eventually come and stand legal, so the Rebbe is telling us, the way we understand ourselves, whatever, the way we understand ourselves, the way we picture ourselves, has no value at all, because we picture ourselves as legal, as gvul. Legal is beyond us. Here we're telling the Rebbe is telling us, you're going to be understanding legal, so whatever we picture about ourselves has no value at all. We can accomplish everything. Why? Because the Eibishto gave, because of the reason before, because the Eibishto Teva, but the Eibishto Teva and Bleakville is all the same. He chose to make Teva, this he chose to make Bleakville. So if the Eibishto wants that Teva should come to Bleakville, he can come to Bleakville. There's no reason why he can't. But this is going beyond the boundaries of Teva as we know it. It's going beyond our boundaries. It's all got to do with Eibishto. So once it got to do with Eibishto, there's no logical sequence how we're going to come to it. But what is it? Because so this is what the Rebbe is telling us. The Rebbe is telling us, you should know like this. We picture ourselves at this present moment, we are full, and sometimes days are better, sometimes days are good, are worse, and if I work on myself, I can improve myself, I do Torah mitzvahs, I improve myself, I get better. So we see everything as a logical process, right? So the Rebbe is telling us, Hezach, you should know. Your Teva, your Gvul, that's where we are. You should know. Your Moed HaMashiach is going to come. You are going to see that you have no limits. Because your Teva, you're something the Eibishto created. You have no limits to yourself. That's what you're going to see. If so, here comes the word of Allah's Teva. So the Rebbe is telling you, we are still not there, your Moed HaMashiach. This mind was written in Tavshin. Right? Here the Rebbe says, we haven't come there. So now. But what are we learning in this moment? That you, as you may imagine yourself as being, this is naturally your such and such and so forth. So if I'm such and such, I can grow so much, like I can't come bleak wool. No, the Rebbe said, no, there's no such a thing. Bleak wool was created by the Eibishto. Teva was created by the Eibishto. So your wool, there's no reason why you can't be bleak wool. Okay, fine, but that's going to happen in Yom HaMashiach. Now the Rebbe is telling you that has to be Halos HaTeva. The way it's going to work is that the Eibishto wanted it that way. That means, because we're talking about the Eibishto, the Eibishto can do it the way he wants. He can make Teva have come to believe. Well, so he can do all that. He can do it any way he wants. He can make anything happen, so he can make it happen in any way. In any way. He wants it should come from you. So what are you? It should come from Teva. So what is the Teva contributing in the fact that the Teva is going to start aspiring to reach Bligvul? What is the Teva contributing? Nothing. Why? Because when we know Teva, there's no logical reason that Teva should ever reach Bligvul. But who is the one who's going to make the Teva reach Bligvul? The Eibishto. Because the Eibishto, but the Eibishto is no difference from Teva and not Teva. The Ratzon of the Eibishto is that the Teva should come to reach to this Bleakville on its own. So the Teva on its own can come to reach the Bleakville? For sure not. But if the Eibishto is one who's going to make the Teva reach the Bleakville, or make the Teva understand Bleakville, he's the one who chose that the Teva should come and do it on its own. So therefore it's going to come from the Teva on its own. Do you follow what I'm saying here? Because the goal we're talking about, that we're going to come to understand the goal, is something which we currently cannot understand. It's because our Teva is created by the Eibishto. Therefore, the Eibishto can do with us whatever he wants. If the Eibishto can do with us, with whatever he wants, since he chooses that we should reach the Bleakvul on our own accord, it will happen from our own accord. So the whole thing is like the Eibishto is all like a spiel. The Eibishto can make it this way, the Eibishto can make it that way. Well, it's like a spiel. Or in the Loshon of Chassidus, it's a Ratzon of the Eibishto, the Ratzon of Atzmus. It's not we, there's not this dictates, not this dictates. What dictates is Rotten Atoms. Rotten Atoms is that we should come to reach people. So now, if this is Rotten Atoms, that's a way, the whole, the everything was, it's all Rotten Atoms. So therefore, it's coming from us. So what does this mean to us? What
anything
does this
practical
mean?
For us? Practical for us?
Let's get that. Let's try to come to it right now. So, what the Rebbe is saying here, the Rebbe gives us a picture of Yomei Mashiach. What did it tell us? Yomei Mashiach is, Teva is going to understand the goal. So, that's beyond all boundaries. Okay. Teva says so. It's so. Tells the Rebbe, this Yomei Mashiach, which is beyond all boundaries, the ingredient behind it, that it comes from the Teva. Just like the Meisim Mashiach, the scenery of the Meisim Mashiach is something we don't understand. It's like the Teva reaching belief, what we don't understand. The same thing, the ingredient which Abraham wanted that it should, which should lead to this scene of the Meisim Mashiach is your halacha Teva. This is what Abraham wants. So this is the way it's going to happen. So what are the practical, so what are the Rebbe understand, in other words, saying? The fact of the reality is Teva can reach belief. And the fact of the reality, the what the Abishah made is that you are going to do it. So when the Rebbe says Allah is a Teva, the Rebbe is telling us, in other words, you go ahead, start doing the Abishah's Rotten, and you will see that you will come to Bligvo. I don't know, I hope, did I explain it or not?
You didn't explain, just said it like, whatever you were doing till now, keep on doing and you will get the answer.
Okay, very good. So you're saying the Cheir is the same thing. Okay, now. No, it's not. Now, it's a bit of a difference. Once you understand that, till now when I was doing, I always, what am I trying to reach? I'm trying to be a better yid, a better yid. How am I knowing myself? Here that I was telling you, that you, on your own accord, because so is the Rotten of the Eibishter, the same Rotten which makes you Moshe Mashiach, is the same Rotten which says that you should do it. It's all the same wrong.
It's like saying, you know what?
You can reach bleak vote. So what is the Rebbe telling you? Start doing Torah mitzvahs. Take the words of Pasha Shmini. When the Rebbe says, I know myself, my day is busy, I'm busy. So how, I can't put in anymore. So what the Rebbe says, it's Pasha Shmini, no knowledge. So the Rebbe says, the aim is to, you're still in Golos. And the aim is to wants you to get out of there. So the Raya, you can put in more. So once we change our mindset, we're all overburdened, right? So the Rebbe is telling us, okay, you're overburdened, you're doing your maximum. If you're doing your maximum, this is the words of the Rebbe Pasha Shmini, yeah? The Gula would be here. The Gula is not there. It says a Raya, without being personal. This is my, the Rebbe doesn't say that, but this is what Rebbe is saying. Without being personal, the Rebbe is telling us, you are not doing your maximum. Because the Rebbe says, you're still in Golos. So now, once you open your eyes to realize that I'm lacking, that and because I have the ability, according to the way that I've explained us, I have the ability to reach Bligvul, Gula, and I haven't reached. Once I come to this awareness, I will begin to find in myself, surprisingly, that I can do more. And where will I reach? I will continuously see I can do more and more. And I will be reaching Bligvul. So that is in the program. It's in the practical program. Just, we have to tell ourselves that the program of Golos, which we used to,
set the call her.
Is, okay, you said it. Okay, you got it. So one point I just want to bring out, you have this point of Allah Sateva, which Allah Sateva really, really has no logical meaning to itself, because it makes no sense. If you talk about Teva coming to understand Bligvul, there's no process which comes, makes it happen. What it means, Allah's Teva means, the Rebbe is saying, the Teva is going to come to decide that I have to reach that, because the Abishah made the Bria, that it has to come through our Avoda. So we're going to decide, we're going to reach that goal. And that is a concept of Allah's Teva. It's not, it's just that's about it. That's what it basically means, and that's what the Rebbe says. And therefore, the Rebbe says Allah is a Teva. And therefore, the Rebbe says when did the void for the Gula start? Can make sense from Eretz Mitzrayim all through the years of Golos. That is okay. So that is an equivalent, basically. Okay. Nice. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you. Thank you very much.